It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Additive Solutions, Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Welcome and good morning. Big Tuesday here on Main Street, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, across from the beautiful Bullany Plaza.
Which is open.
Which is open, absolutely. Breakfast is rocking and rolling over there.
That's no question about that.
So, Olympics going on. I've got a very special guest coming up later in the show. My former boss and principal at Catholic High School, Mr. Ray Simon, now retired. We're going to talk a little 1966 American Legion state champion baseball. We got Olympics to talk about. We're going to start talking some Raging Cajuns. Going to start out with the D-line.
When's their press media day?
It already happened.
Oh, it did happen?
Yeah, it did happen.
Over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
But to start out today, I dropped the ball last week. Last Monday, I had planned on celebrating the birthday here on the station, which was on the 17th, I think it was on the weekend, of the late, great Jude Decimo.
Old number 51.
Yep, old number 51. 1978 graduate of Catholic High. If there was a more diehard Catholic High fan out there, I'd like to have seen him. You know, there's one gentleman, and I'm going to think of his name in a minute. It's Jeffrey Kern's father,
Mr. Leonard Kern.
Yeah, but was his knew last
well.
Name Kern?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Leonard. Knew
yeah.
him well.
Okay.
Since I was 9 years old.
Yeah, Mr. Leonard. Yes. Always. Yes.
He was always at the Catholic High events.
Yes. He was another one.
Oh, they named the stadium after.
But Jude, of course, did a lot of work here at the station.
Absolutely.
Called many games. I can remember one time, Jude and it's probably, Jeff, my first year at Catholic High, we were playing Generette. And, you know, it was my philosophy that for two quarters, we're going to score as many points as we can. Okay?
Sure.
For two quarters, all bets are off.
Let's go.
All right. And we were up 63-7 at half.
Okay.
And Jude was giving me a pretty hard time on the radio.
Really?
It's like, you know, kind of – because what we were doing, we were a running team. Everybody knows all of our teams were running teams. And we were throwing it a bunch, which I guess sometimes can give you the impression that we were working on our passing game. We literally used the game as a glorified practice.
Sure.
I had Jason Pellerin, Gabe Fuselier, Andre Bellefontaine, a lot of those guys. And that was one of the more famous phone calls I ever got. My mother.
Your mother got involved in this?
Called me when the game – actually called me at halftime, left me a message.
Your mother called you at halftime?
Yes, I didn't answer the phone.
I didn't think so.
And after the game was over, I'm playing it for the coaches, and it says, Brent, put in the second string. And Jude kind of got her going because Jude was insinuating that I should have had the second string in by that time. So, man, I remember calling Jude. I'm like, Jude, you're killing me, man. And he's like, oh, go. Often he'd call me Beaver because they called my older brother Joey Beaver. He's like, oh, Beaver, man, it was just hard to watch. I was like, Jude, it was the second quarter. But Jude wore his emotions on his sleeve. He was such a caring person, a guy that would give you the shirt off his back. I'll never forget another funny Jude story. In the 90s, in the late 80s, early 90s, the Catholic High Alumni Basketball Tournament really got big.
Yeah, it did get pretty big.
It was a part of the Cajun Fun Fest.
Yeah, in the softball tournament, too, to a certain degree.
Yes. The softball kind of it ran its course in just a few years. But the basketball tournament, probably for about 10 years.
Yeah, Jim McDuff and I put that together with with the softball.
Yeah. But basketball, really, I mean, you'd have a near-packed gym for some of these games.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And my class took it very seriously because we were so horrible in high school, but we were really poorly coached. I'll say it right here. We were coached by four different people over 4 years, and goes to show you how important coaching is. And yet, 5 years after that, we're graduating from college, and we're competing with some of the better Catholic High teams of all time. I remember in the finals getting our butts kicked by the class of 72.
They kicked a lot of people's butts.
We thought we were just going to smoke these old men. Mm-mm. You know, they were 12 years older than us. And it was probably the last year that they were still functioning at a high level. But we ended up having a real rivalry with the class of 78, my brother Joey's class.
Oh, okay.
Joey wasn't one of the better – Joey wasn't a big basketball guy. He wasn't. But you had David Dotrieve, you had Mark Musso, Brian Geoffroy.
Yeah, they had some athletes.
Yeah, you had some good players.
Yeah, David Dotrieve could jump through the roof.
Yes. Well, the first time we played him in the finals, we lost to him. Actually, I don't think we ever beat him. That was the only time we played him in the finals. We eventually avenged him in the semis. But when the game was over – after we shake hands, Jude's a little bit away from me, goes, "Hey, Coach, just remember, nobody remembers second place."
Oh, Jude.
Oh.
I had fans that used to get on me, and, you know, Jude would be on the sideline, which he loved, because he'd see what was taking place, had a little better angle and view of things. And there were a few times some parents go, they tease me, "Hey, Jude, you got your ears on?"
I'll say this, as far as an on-field reporter, I always looked forward to Jude's questions and, you know, the conversations we would have after games.
Yes.
He always asked, I always thought he asked very insightful questions. He was always positive. With what you need to be. Of course, when you're dealing with guys making millions of dollars a year and teams make, you know, LSU, UL, you can ask some difficult questions.
Oh, yes.
You know, but Jude, he always rode that fine line, insightful and good questions, always positive. And the other thing is that he became a fan of Iberia Parish football.
He did. That he did. And he played with a lot of the New Iberia High crowd, too.
Correct.
Meaning other sports.
And as a prelude, you know, talking about 19 – arguably, probably not arguably, I mean just a fact, the two most famous baseball teams of Iberia Parish in the last 50 years, okay, are the 66 American Legion state champion team and the 73 Little League state championship team. Now, of course, Nish, you've got Nish with a couple of state titles in there. You had three, whatever.
Three
and then you
four,
got Catholic High
five.
In 2001 with a state title. Jenneret had a state title.
That's right.
In the 90s.
But 94, I think.
What makes the American Legion team as well as the Little League team, it encompasses kids from all over the parish.
Correct.
Kids that ended up at Nish, kids that ended up at Lorville, Jenneret.
And we can't forget about Lorville winning a state title.
Absolutely,
baseball,
yes,
18.
Yes. So baseball, you know, football is only represented by Catholic highs for our state championships, 1962, 2017.
In 1960, New Iberia High played for a state championship,
yes.
And in 79, they
70,
played
I was there in 79 against St. Aug. Yeah, so we have many baseball state, high school baseball state championships represented. Like I said, Jenneret has one. Nish has multiple. Lorville has one. Catholic High has one. If I'm not leaving anybody out.
I think Nish has got five.
Yeah.
73, I want to say 5 and 6 maybe, and then 82, 83.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that come to mind. 73, 75, 76, 82, 83. I could be maybe a year or two off on one or two of them.
Speaking of Nish, huge news. not positive news. Positive for Coach Russ. Todd Russ, 12 seasons at Nish, 9 playoff appearances, 4 outright league titles, multiple shared titles, 8 20-game win seasons. In my opinion, takes a job offer that he can't refuse. The defending state champion, Zachary Broncos.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Unfortunate for Iberia Parish. Unfortunate for Yellow Jacket Nation. Coach Russ, in my opinion, is one of the best basketball coaches in the state, and that's why arguably the best basketball program in the state sought him out. So that's a tough one, especially at this juncture for Nish to go out and find a new basketball coach. The one thing I'll say, one of the things I'll say is that Coach Russ has elevated that program to a point where you would hope some heavy hitters would line up and want this job.
Yeah, there's not going to be a problem finding a good coach.
Well, I hope you're correct. At this point in the year.
I realize that with the summer going on,
yes,
and all. But
at this point in the year, it does get difficult. And what's a shame about the way things like this work out, it creates a domino effect. So, hey, Zachary, for whatever reason, I don't know why they lost their coach, okay? A lot of times what happens is they're moved up into administration, but I don't know the deal. Could have gotten a college job, whatever, okay? So he leaves. Well, then the Nish guy leaves. Well, then Nish gets a coach from somewhere else, and it keeps opening up positions. Now, where it kind of stops is when somebody has to hire an assistant.
Yeah.
And at least you're not having to fill the head coaching job.
True.
And look, there are a lot of great assistants out there. You go and find a program, you know, one of the top programs in the state, and you say, all right, hey, who's your top assistant? Any head coach out there, I don't care what point in the season it is, that has a big-time top assistant, a couple assistants, that aren't 100% all in with helping that assistant improve and find a head coaching job. Shame on them.
Well, this is how I look at it. If you're an assistant coach, an up-and-coming coach, you want your head coach's job. That's how I look at it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and whether he wants to go somewhere else or whether he wants to go up into administration, the assistant coaches or coach should always want his job.
Correct, correct. You be the next in line.
That's right. With any endeavor,
yep,
with any job.
Oh, you should always
want
to be the boss.
You want your boss's job.
Yes.
That's right.
You should always want to be the boss. Of course, you don't do anything to try to take his job while he's got it.
Most people don't.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Most people don't.
Yes, that usually doesn't end well. But I personally, Coach Russ was so good to us to hear.
Yes.
On Bayou Sports.
He was.
Always readily available for interviews. And wish him all the best. Class act. A guy cut from the old school. He's an old school guy. Always, when we talk, I'd say he and I were kind of cut from the same cloth. Now, I'm getting a report here in the Advocate that's saying that Russ will be an assistant at Zachary. I need to check that out.
Yeah,
but he is leaving for Zachary.
Yes, he is definitely leaving.
He's leaving. But he's to be an assistant or the head coach?
I thought he was the head coach. I could be wrong, but
yep.
I'm going to Google this in a moment.
Yep. All right. Going to finish up this segment, and then we're going to come back and talk to my man Ray Simon. I'm going to finish it off. So this is old news, but just in case you hadn't been following, the Cleveland Indians will no longer be the Cleveland Indians.
Okay. I can accept that they drop in the term Indian, but Guardians, you can't tell me they couldn't find something better. I think of the movie with Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, you know, the Guardian. That's what the first thing comes to my mind.
It is. There's something to do with the town of Cleveland. Yes. No, I want Jeff. Go ahead and come on. There is there's something that they equate with.
The Erie Canal?
No, there is an iconic statue.
Yes.
The Guardians of Traffic, or the Guardians of Safety or something, over this highway near the ballpark. But it's been there forever, and people relate to it, I guess, in some way.
Yeah.
Well, the Erie Canal.
Because But I also thought it was interesting, too. Indians, Guardians, except for the first couple of letters, it rolls the same,
yeah,
too.
You're right,
and
you're right.
I don't know if they said, you know, there's some familiarity there, perhaps.
So you think of Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. I think of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm a big Marvel guy. So I'm immediately thinking that Rocket the Raccoon with a couple of space-age machine guns is going
to
be there.
And trying to bring youth back to love baseball again, too, getting away from Marvel movies.
I guarantee you that this new generation, when they hear Guard, like I said,
you're
an older guy, Turbo. The younger generation is, when they're hearing Guardians, they're thinking Guardians of the Galaxy, which is one of the most watched Marvel movies.
I wonder if they had to vet that for copyright laws or anything, you know, to that effect.
Yeah. Speaking of the comic books is what we read.
Yeah.
You know, those have died off.
But anybody that hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, it's worth it just for the music. The soundtrack, one of the basis of Guardians of the Galaxy is Star-Lord, who's he's the guy, he has an Earthling mother who left him these cassette tapes when she died. And it's all 1970s, okay, R&B and just all, you know. One of the movies starts out with, I'm hooked on a feeling.
There you go.
Okay.
the Blue Swede version or the B.J. Thomas version?
No.
Ooga Chukka, Ooga Chukka.
The Ooga Chukka.
Yeah, I had to be.
Ooga Chukka, Ugo.
You know, one of the things, I'm not
so
a
it
big...
So is Blue Swede? Is that what it...
Yes.
I always call it Blue Suede, okay.
Yeah. They're Swedish.
Swedish,
okay, yeah. There we go.
For what that's
okay.
worth.
Got
but,
it.
Yeah, they had some other songs, too, believe it or not.
But, they had to fill an album. There's a lot of trash on albums, too. Although I'm a deep cut guy. Anyway, getting back to the Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm not a big fan of that genre of movie, but they're humorous. They take it to a little bit of a different level. I get a kick out of
it's
those.
Very different than the other Marvel movies.
Exactly.
Because it is, comedy, you know, the whole Groot character and everything. I don't know. It's funny. It's definitely funny.
Anyway, there was more to the Guardians name than people think.
Yes,
anyway,
yes,
that's
yes.
why I popped over here.
Good deal. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I did read that, and it had slipped my mind. So, yeah, it does have something to do in the roots of Cleveland. I was thinking it might be something more toward the rock and roll. To me, when I think of Cleveland, I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I didn't know where you could go with that.
I still call them the Baltimore Colts.
All right. That wraps up our first segment. We're going to come back. We're going to get Ray Simon on the phone. We're going to talk a little 1966 state champion American Legion baseball. Right back right here, 107.5 FM.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. And to verify, Todd Russ is leaving to be the assistant at Zachary High School. He will be an assistant coach. And I don't know if anybody can verify that for us. He, I believe, might be from the Baton Rouge area. Without further ado, we got my old boss at Catholic High School, now retired, Mr. Ray Simon. Ray, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Brent. How are you?
Doing very well. Living the dream over here on Main Street in New Iberia, your old stomping ground.
Well, that's great. Great place. You know, talk about a great place to grow up back in the 50s and 60s, and I still have a big spot in my heart for New Iberia.
Yes, I know. Yes, absolutely. Well, Ray, you know, the little bit that we've talked, and I know we talked at the Live Like Liam event a couple of weeks ago and discussed a lot about this, and Vijay Gaspa, who still plays a little golf, doesn't play as much as he used to over at Cane Row, was the head coach, but you were just maybe a year past playing, and so you were that guy that was basically almost the same age as these guys, but ended up being a coach. Is that correct?
That's correct. Brent, I was a week too old. My birthday is August 24th, and the deadline was September 1. So I was a coach on the field, but in all other aspects, I was a partner in crime to all those guys.
Which I bet was interesting. And looking at the roster, you know, I was able – I'm just going to go ahead just for a second. And, look, if we go overtime with this segment, I don't care. We're just going to roll. But
okay.
I want to name all these guys.
Good, good. They all deserve it.
Yeah, Sid Gonsalam, Ernest Bonan, Benny Dronet, who's still coaching basketball at Delcom High School, Eddie Sorrell, the now-deceased Eddie Sorrell, what a beloved coach, just track guy. Watched Eddie run all over town.
You used to watch him run on the bases, too.
Yeah, I mean, what a stud. Travis Atia, Huey Thibodeau, Harold Robichaud, of course, Coach Ray Simon, Paul Darby, Coach Vijay Gaspa, Butch White, who's plays a lot of golf, lives right there at Cane Row, Squirrel Run Subdivision, Bobby Bodan, our future mayor, William Broussard, Bud Sestia, who's such an iconic baseball figure, ended up being a scout for the Dodgers, Wayne Landry, big listener of the show, and and iconic figure here in New Iberia.
Just a DA.
I said, yes, exactly. Al Breaux and Ricky Miller. So I know I posted a picture. Thanks to Angela, Angela Sorrell. She provided the picture that I posted on Facebook last night and just got a whole lot of responses. So many people remember these guys. And of course, many of these guys are, of course, still with us.
Right, right. One little correction, Brent. Everything agrees with my list. Our center fielder was Terry ATA. I think you said Travis.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, it is Terry. You are correct. Yeah, I didn't read
Terry
my own handwriting very
that
well.
That is correct.
Correct.
Eddie Sorrell and Ryan.
And it's funny, Ray, what's funny, the picture, you can tell the picture was just kind of thrown together. You've got one guy with his hand in his face. You've got two guys getting on the bus. I believe it's Breaux and Miller. They're literally just kind of getting on the bus and looking back, waving. It definitely wasn't somebody saying, okay, I want to see everybody's face.
Right, right. Well, that was us leaving for the regional tournament in Memphis. We bused to New Orleans and then flew, and probably the first time in a plane for just about everybody on the team.
I would have imagined so, yeah. which was probably a little scary.
Correct. But it was always a great experience.
Yeah. Well, Ray, this is a loaded question because I know you can talk about the personalities and this and that, but it takes more than just some good players to have a team like that. What in particular, a couple of particular things that you can think would made this team, it pushed them over the top with all the great baseball that's played in Louisiana?
Well, Brent, we had a lot of experience. When we put our top nine on the field, when our ace Huey Thibodeau was on the mound, five of the nine had already a year of college under their belts. So experience was one. I think the fact that the camaraderie was so great, I think having fun was a prerequisite on this team. And then I have to single out one guy, Huey Thibodeau. With Huey on the mound, we could have lined up with the Yankees and had a shot.
it always helps when you've got that one guy in baseball was he a speed guy? Was he a crafty guy? What would you have considered him as a pitcher?
A little of everything. Huey's brother, Johnny Thibodeau, who was a great pitcher a few years later. Johnny's in the McNeese Hall of Fame for football. Great quarterback. And Huey, when I played, I was a center fielder, and that enabled me to really see the slants and everything on Huey's pitches. And I used to tease him. I said, Huey, you can't throw anything straight. But he was a lefty that had a tremendous amount of movement and a good hard fastball, a good breaking ball. He had his biggest problem was control. Huey would sometimes walk the bases loaded and then strike out three. But to go with all of that, he was just an unbelievable competitor. When we made the state champion, in fact, I think we were the first New Iberia team to even get in the state playoffs. And that year we were part of the North Louisiana Regional, which ironically was hosted in Lafayette at Clark Field. And our first round opponent, the first night of the tournament, was Cobb's Barbecue of Shreveport. And they had a kid, I don't remember his name, but he had a year at Centenary, pitching for Centenary under his belt. He was an absolute star. And, here's the sophisticated game plan, Terry. Brent, we said, Huey, we got to shut him out to win. No pressure. Final score, 1-0.
That's it.
Nine-inning game.
Leon Mendo has a quick question. He wants to know if you know anything about the nickname Veda or Vada, Veda? V-A-V-A?
No, that's Veda. I was a big Cincinnati Reds fan, still root
Veda
for the
Pinson.
Reds. Their center fielder was Veda Pinson.
That's right.
And so I was a center fielder, so that's where all of that came from.
Yeah, you're going to let a classmate like that get away with that, Ray.
I was like, this can't be Darth Vader. Star Wars hadn't happened yet.
That's it.
So, Turbo, you said you had a little comment you wanted to make about
This is the last year you played. Ray, I can remember I used to go to a lot of the ball games. I'd ride my bike to Acadian Ballpark. Remember it was the old wire mesh there now where the bleachers out at Catholic High, the left and right side of
absolutely
baseball line. I remember when the Shays had them hauled out to Catholic High back in the early 1970, I think, and they built the stadium.
That sounds about right.
Anyway,
and no offense.
That's
if you
right.
hit it between
that's
the
right.
outfielders or over somebody's head, you could leg it out.
That's right. That's right. There was no fence. They put up a hurricane fence my last year, Legion, in 71. But I can remember going to a game where y'all were playing Abbeville, and Abbeville ships in Bobby Duhon. That was the last year you played. And they had
that's
a play,
correct.
They had a play at the plate and on a pass ball or maybe a wild pitch, whatever, that Duhon threw. And Al Broch trying to come in from third base, and Bobby knocked him out at home plate. I thought Huey LeBlanc was going to lose it, man.
Herbie LeBlanc.
I mean, Herbie, I'm thinking of baby Huey. But Herbie LeBlanc, I thought, was going to lose it that night. And I can't remember the outcome of that game. I don't know. Maybe you can, being your last year, and they're shipping in Duhon on the pitch.
We won that night in a tight game. And Abbeville was very good, although we got in the finals of the playoffs and actually beat Abbeville the first game over there. And had the final two in New Iberia, and we lost both of them. But they had two tremendous left-handed pitchers, Jesse Falk and Bobby Duhon. They would fly Duhon in. He was already
right.
at Tulane.
That's right.
And of course, Bobby Duhon ended up playing professional football. I mean,
that's correct. He played for the Giants.
Played for the Giants.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, great athlete. They had Bubba Trahan. They had Ricky Broussard. They had just a loaded team. And that's actually helped us the following year when we won our first game of the playoffs. I remember gathering the team immediately following the game and said, guys, we were here before. We're not letting this one get away. And, of course, we didn't. We won in two straight. But the year we won it all, the big opponent was Guaranty Bank, the top team from Lafayette, and they were absolutely loaded. They had Ross Brubaker, who also played in the NFL,
went
to Texas A&M, played for the Bears, You know, the teams at that time, there was no high school baseball, so American Legion was the big thing, and they would be all-star teams. You would get Lafayette had kids from Karen Crow, Scott, Fatima, Cathedral Carmel, Lafayette High, et cetera. And, of course, we had kids. You mentioned that lineup. We had kids from Nish. We had probably the best athlete in Lauraville, the best athlete in Delcom, and the best athlete in Generette, all playing for the Cajuns, in addition to the kids on the team. So, you know, there were a lot of interest and a lot of talent to participating in American Legion at that time.
Who would you say, as far as hitting the ball, who are the top two or three hitters? Batting 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, lead off.
You know, that's a tough question. We were a good hitting team, but not a great hitting team. They all could hit. Eddie Sorrell, I mean, I could name everybody in the starting lineup. Sid Gonsolin hit a home run in the first game of the regional tournament in Memphis. Al Bro hit a home run in the playoffs, although Al was a second baseman. He wasn't a big power hitter, but he could swing the stick. Bud Sestier, who was maybe one of our lightest, he was a first-year guy playing first base, but in the first playoff game in Lafayette, Bud hits a three-run homer, and we win the game 3-0. They had a very short right field at Clark Field because they had that baseball-football configuration. Paul Darby was a good hitter. Terry Etche, great power. I the list goes on. Butch White could hit. Ricky Miller could hit. I mean, really, everybody. But as far as for having this guy that comes to the plate and just dominates and, you know, a guy like that would be here today and LSU would be after, I'm not sure we had anybody that was just a superstar hitter. Mm-hmm. I might be making people mad if they're listening. But
they'll get over it.
We were really balanced.
Yeah.
Very, very balanced.
Well, one thing, and I knew this going in, just having, as well as I know you, that the only other person that has as sharp a memory about all these things that I know other than the man to my left right now, Tony Landry, is you. I know you've got that memory bank and that you don't forget. And so, I knew that you'd get were able to get very specific. I'm just going to ask you kind of a philosophical question before we go, Ray. What's the biggest? Because I know you're a huge baseball fan. You follow the Cajuns, you follow the Tigers, you followed Catholic High baseball so closely. if there might not be at all, but what's the biggest change maybe that you've seen in baseball since that time, being, you know, you've kept so close to the game?
Oh, Brent, in my opinion, coaching. When we played, it was, you know, basically, let's just go play. You know, I was a coach and Red, and, you know, we hit ground balls and we had some very basic signals. And, of course, we used strategy, but it was not nearly as sophisticated. When I hear people talk about pitching today, I hear people talk about hitting. It's such a scientific game today, and back then it was much more about go out there and have fun. So that, to me, far and away is the biggest change.
And Ray, you know what, looking over the period of baseball from the major leagues on down to Little League, you know what I think has really also been improved a lot is the defense due to the gloves being made today. You look at the defense, you know, you don't see the number of errors being committed other than mental errors, maybe running the bases or odds and ends, but you know, defensively, the major leagues, man, I mean, you used to see shortstops commit 30 and 35 errors a season. Man, if they commit more than 15, that's a lot of errors.
But again, I think that comes to the coaching as well. I'll throw this out there. I'm not a big baseball guy because I was a golfer. So I think when I got to Pony League, I was just like, okay, I came to a fork in the road and I took golf, okay? But I can remember one of the reasons I chose to be more of a golfer than a baseball player, because I was pretty decent at baseball. I think I had a little ADD in me, and the whole model of baseball practice being you get 10 cuts and then you have to go sit out there in the outfield for 2 hours and wait to get 10 balls to hit to you while you're swatting mosquitoes, okay, the whole time. I despised baseball practice. And then my first year, I did 1 year at Catholic High out of college before I left for 23 years in the public school system. And David Jordan, brand new head coach, and I'm seeing him set up these stations, okay, which is now the model for every baseball team, where you've got soft toss going over here. These guys are hot by, these guys are bunting. These guys are over there catching quick ground balls, blah, blah, blah. And everybody stayed busy.
Well, Brent, I was going to mention that. I don't think you have the dead time today that you had back then.
Oh, no, not at all.
And another little thing, sidelight about coaching. One of those years that I played, we used to have end-of-the-year banquets, and the guest speaker was the famous Ray Didier, who was then the coach at Nichols. And I remember Didier talking about he required his infielders and probably outfielders to handle 100 ground balls a day. Well, for the NI Cajuns, we might have handled 10 ground balls a day, you know. But, you know, so that certainly the emphasis, the good coaches emphasized defense back at that time as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Ray, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on. And I'm going to keep you in my back pocket when we can discuss some other things as time moves forward.
Okay, you don't want any Brent Indes stories this morning?
If you want to throw one out there, I know you said you had one. We got time. Just don't kill me too bad, Ray.
Oh, it's not going to be bad at all. But before we get away from the Cajuns, I don't know if you have time for just a couple of highlight stories.
Absolutely. Take your time.
No,
Go ahead.
Okay, let me just back up and give you the highlights of that season. As I said, I don't think a New Iberia team had ever been in the state tournament. And here we are dreaming of a state championship. But just to tell you kind of how it goes, as I already mentioned, the top team in Lafayette Guaranty Bank was the superstar team along with us. And we played them the opening game of the season. And I remember we were still in finals at UL. It was the last week of May. And back then, you didn't finish college until the very end of May. But here we are at Clark Field with Huey on the mound. We take a 5-0 lead into their last at-bat in the bottom of the seventh. Guaranty Bank scored 5 runs, had the bases loaded, and still nobody out. And the Cajuns won the game. That just sort of typified how things went. You know, I already mentioned when we got in the regional tournament, we said we had to shut Centenary out, and we did. And then we went on, we beat Crowley. We beat Ruston, Ruston High was the double-A state champion that year.
Was that the T.L. James contractor?
Absolutely. They were loaded. Their big star was their catcher, J.B. Martin, who already had a year under his belt at Louisiana Tech. So Huey beat them, and we were the last undefeated team in the tournament. But Ruston was still around, and they had to beat us twice. Well, lo and behold, they beat Huey. So now we're going to the final game, and we have we have burned our ace pitcher, and they thought they were sitting pretty. And we had two or three rainouts and finally ended up having to move the game from Clark Field to a Saturday afternoon at the facility in Opelousas. And we had Benny on the mound, and now they were cocky. Benny shut them out 4-0. And then we go to – so now we're North Louisiana champs. We go to the state finals, which is against Baton Rouge Savings and Loan, which was Glen Oaks-based. Glen Oaks was the AAA, which was the highest classification at that time. They were the AAA state champs, absolutely loaded. 10 guys on that team played either professional or college baseball. Ace pitcher was a kid named Mike Touye, and he pitched for Nichols. First night we go, we beat him in Goldsby 3-1 with Huey on the mound on a Monday night. So we had games 2 and 3 scheduled. We were going to host at Clark Field. And rain. Finally, they forced us to go back to Baton Rouge. And if we'd have lost the afternoon game, we would have had to play the deciding game that night. It was on a Sunday. And we got to bat, you know, in the bottom of the inning because we were technically the home team. They took a 4-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth. And we rallied to go ahead 5-4. So now we pull Huey out of the off the bench to throw the ninth inning. He loads the bases, but we get out of it. They hit, I don't know, he probably threw 4 or 5 3-2 pitches to the guy with the bases loaded. Finally, got him on a foul out to the catcher, and Goldsby Field had a deep dugout, and old Sid. Sid finally dove into the dugout, and he made the catch, and I still remember. He said, "Why didn't somebody catch me?" We were all too excited about it. But and then when we went to the regionals in Memphis, our first opponent was the Mississippi State champion, who was 28-0, Biloxi. Their star was a kid named Ernie Brown who played football for Ole Miss, and we beat them 8-3. But after that, we got eliminated, losing to Nashville and then losing to Biloxi. But again, tremendous, just a lot of excitement and just great guys, all big hearts. I don't ever remember any drama, any negativity, any sportsmanship problems. Maybe there was some, but I don't remember them. But just trust me when I say we had a blast. We were the Gashouse Gang of American Legion with Huey Thibodeau as the president and probably Bobby Bodin as the vice president. Bobby would sing on the bus on bus trips, and you know we probably of course 18 was the drinking age. We had a lot of 18-year-olds. I mean, never did mix playing with that, but there wasn't any, you know, it was acceptable in certain post-game settings.
I could see one of the troublemakers, and I'd say that with tongue-in-cheek, was Harold Robichaud, too.
Oh, Harold's a great guy. Now, he was a little younger.
That's right.
You know. But,
that's right. But I could see him.
everybody fit the scheme. Now, to wrap up with the Brent Indes story, moving way ahead.
All right.
Of course, when Brent became the coach at Catholic High, that was somewhat of a tense time. And as a principal, you know, one of my mottos was the principal is going to be the bottom line. If there's, especially if there's anything of a controversial nature, so I went into the locker room the afternoon Brent was introduced, because many of our kids, and we had some good kids on that team. We had Gabe Fuselier, we had Jason Pellerin, all coming back, and many others, Andre Bellefontaine. And many of them wanted one of the assistants to become the new head coach. Keith Menard did a good job for Catholic High for 3 years. He left us for Central Lafourche. And with that opening, we end up with Brent. But the kids were really hoping for the assistants that they knew. They didn't know. They didn't know
Absolutely.
Brent.
That was one of the toughest initial meetings I've ever had with a football
in
team.
Transition. Well,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was in there, and you did a great job telling them how, look, you just had to tell the kids at Karen Crow you were leaving, and you knew how tough that was on them. And you know, just like you were talking about Coach Russ and that move, which is, I'm sure, sort of sending shockwaves through the community today. But I remember a quote, Brent, which I suspect you don't remember, but you told the kids point blank, "I am excellent at what I do." And I'm thinking, this guy's pretty confident. However, 5 years with me, we made the Dome twice. You know, in my years at STM, Our teams were in 7 semifinals, and we were 0-7. We never got to the dome.
That's amazing.
But at Catholic High, in 5 years, we went twice and played a great game against a very, very good Calvary Baptist team and lost by 3, and then we beat a very tough team to beat.
Arguably, absolutely, Ray, the most well-played game by any – well-executed game by any of my teams ever. Yeah, I always.
You're talking about the Calvary game?
Yes. I've said that before. You know, we did not execute that well when we beat Notre Dame in the game that we won 33-16.
Oh, it should have been. We left a lot of points on that field.
I told somebody one day, I said, if we would have executed against Notre Dame like we did that night against Calvary,
50 points.
We might have, you know, it wouldn't have been a game after halftime.
Well, and you know, another little tidbit from my perspective, if we'd have had about 3 more minutes, we would have won. We had reached a point in the game where they couldn't stop our run,
yep.
But they were so strong with their defensive backs, Greedy Williams and company,
yep.
And late in
yep.
the game we had to throw the ball, yep. And that was just an exercise in futility.
Yep, especially to go the distance. But, Coach, Ray, I appreciate you coming on. Always a pleasure. And like I said, hopefully we'll be able to do this again.
All right, Brent. Thank you, buddy, and God bless all of you and all the people in New Iberia.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right. Big thanks to Ray. Always enjoy conversing with him, and he has such a rich – for those of you that don't know, Ray is, again, like Turbo right here to my left, is a big sports history aficionado, really knows what he's talking about. And just a big fan of sports in general. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We're running a little overtime, so we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little Olympics and Cajuns football when we get back right here, 107.5 FM.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, it's Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie. And on Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours are now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursday, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's MAKO Restoration.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, talk a little Olympics before we get to the Raging Cajuns in our last segment. Simone Biles had a rough start with the qualifying. Of course, Simone is arguably the most decorated, the most popular Olympian. For obvious reasons, because of how good she is, but also the fight that these young ladies had to deal with that creep of a doctor, you know, up there in Michigan,
boy,
you know, Nasser.
She, yeah.
So
I mean, these are young girls too.
Yes.
You know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing how athletic this young lady is. Okay, how she's just way different from everybody else. Well, she may be done. She's definitely done in the team competition in the vault. She went up, tried to adjust. Evidently, she may have hurt herself on her way up because she didn't get the height that she felt she needed to execute the flips and maneuvers that she wanted to, made an adjustment in the air, ends up landing, falling, and she's out of the team competition. So hopefully she'll be able to come back for the individual. But it doesn't bode well for Team USA.
And pardon my ignorance, it's an ankle injury or it's a knee injury?
I don't know.
Hip?
Yeah.
You know, Mary Lou Retton competed on the vault,
with the ankle. Yeah, with the ankle.
And helped win the gold medal for the team, I think.
But good news for the Americans. Started out very slowly, but as of this morning, leading the medals race with 22-21 over China. Actually, U.S. and China both have identical 9-9 golds. 5-5 silvers. USA has 8, and China has 7 bronze. Japan with 17 total medals, but also with 9 golds. So we'll see how that evolves. Moving on, Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he will be playing against the Saints.
Hey, got on the bus, Gus.
He did use his leverage, though. It looks as he will be a free agent or they will let him go, but it looks like this will be his last season with Green Bay. That was the negotiation that, okay, I'm going to play for you this year, but you cannot put the franchise tag on me, and I will be able to go elsewhere, whether it's via trade or free agency. We'll see how that works.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he bites on all that.
Well, and how – you know, he's a competitor. There was talk on ESPN this morning, okay, if he gets injured, how hard is he going to play? You know, all this stuff. I do think as long as they're winning, you're going to see Aaron Rodgers at his best. If they start losing, now that's a different story.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about saving myself for later. 24/7 Sports, we knew it was coming. They report that Oklahoma and Texas have formally let the Big 12 know they will be leaving.
There are rumors out there that the Pac-12 is hitting on Texas, too, if they want to leave to go to the SEC.
Yeah.
And there was talk they didn't have enough votes. So
let me tell you something.
I would think it wouldn't be
Texas.
Done.
Texas going from the Big 12 to Pac-12 is going from one attractive date to another unattractive date.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that people, you know how the rumors get started, yeah, that LSU, A&M, and Arkansas were going to vote against Texas. You know, that's the three negative
votes. I think A&M is the only one. And A&M may not even vote against it just because, you know, through peer pressure.
Well, I don't think Texas would be making this move if they didn't have the votes.
Absolutely. I will say this. I got inside scoop that Steve Sarkisian told a buddy of mine that when he took the job, he thought that they were going to be in the SEC. All right, we've got a caller. You're on the air with Coach Indes and Bayou Sports.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I enjoyed that interview earlier, man. That was great.
Good stuff.
I just wanted to ask you a question. Went to the Broussard Sports Complex over the weekend, bring the grandkids, play on that splash pad and whatnot. And it's beautiful out there. And they tell me the one in Youngsville is even nicer. But, like, everything, literally everything is artificial turf. So, like, all the playground area and all that. And let me tell you what, it was, of course, 95 degrees. But, like, when the kids would come off the slide, the turf was just burning up hot. So I know you're a big advocate of artificial turf and for football and whatnot. But I was wondering, have there been any studies done, like, in the summertime as far as differences in temperature?
Oh, no, there's no doubt it's hotter on that turf. No doubt. Not even close. And then, like I've said, Boxcar, if you combine that turf with many of these early-built stadiums like Cajun Field, like we call it the Robe. I'm trying to think of Louisiana Tech Field, what we called it. The Joe. It's Joe IA Stadium.
That's right. It is Joe IA.
These stadiums back in the day were built below sea level so they could use the existing earth as the backing of the field, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So
a little swamp. Yeah.
Exactly. And so when you combine the heat of that turf, and again, I'll say this, I am not a proponent of turf if you've got endless resources like LSU does. I believe grass is better than turf. Okay. My deal is that the amount of time, effort, and money put into these high school fields to keep them going, and then in South Louisiana with the rain.
Yeah.
I tell you, taking care of fields probably took at least 5 years off my life. I'm telling you, people had no idea the amount of time and effort that coaches put into. You're sitting around a bunch of coaches talking, and let's say there's a baseball coach and a football coach, and then a basketball coach comes in and goes, "Oh man, I had a rough." And we say, "You turn on the lights and you mop the floor. So don't come and talk to a football or baseball guy about anything, about nothing." As a matter of fact, I got to give Ray Simon credit. We added $1,000 stipend, which is really about a penny an hour. Okay, but we actually, for baseball and for football, whether it was the head coach or whomever, we added $1,000 stipend to that person's salary for field maintenance, which was, it should have been a $5,000 stipend.
Yeah.
You know, whereas a basketball coach didn't get one because, mop the floor and turn on the lights.
All I got to tell you, Coach, and put you a little pat on your back, when I'd walk early in the morning, I'd hear the lawnmower going.
Oh, and I was on it.
That's right. And this is, I'm talking about before the sun comes up.
Oh, no doubt. Oh,
I know. No, I remember even to a much lesser degree on when my kids were playing Little League and having to, we had parent duty on Saturdays and having to go out to Evangeline and just cut grass and line fields and all that. Man, that took a lot out of you for one day.
Oh, but, no doubt.
But you know what, Coach, and just real quick, and it kind of just made me kind of think back and chuckle a little bit. But I was watching all these kids, and they had some games going on out there, and they had a lot of practices and whatnot. And these 9 and 10-year-old kids are walking out. Well, they got these backpacks. Each one of them had 2 bats in it. They were all Marucci, which I think the least expensive model was in the $250 to $300 range, if not more than that. You know, and of course, top of the line gloves, this, that, and the other. And that's fine. You know, I mean, their backpack of baseball stuff costs more than my whole golf bag combined, I guarantee you. But I'm thinking, you know, look at the major leagues, and 90% of the players seem to come from the Dominican and Puerto Rico, whatever. They're growing up playing with sticks and rocks, you know, and it's you know, even...
Rather ironic, isn't it?
It is. You know, it is.
Hey, if anybody, I don't know if it's out there. If anybody out there listening, I might even put this on Facebook. If anybody can get a hold of a Tony Robichaux, his Johnny Fireball speech, okay, where Tony Robichaux talks to parents and he talks about Johnny Fireball, all right, and about kids who drink out of water hoses as opposed to kids whose mother feed them Gatorade, in the dugout. And, you know, one thing about Tony was a bit of an enigma because he was such a spiritual and faith-based guy, okay? Yet, he pulled no punches. I'm talking zero punches when talking about the over-involvement of parents in kids' youth athletics. And when I say didn't pull any punches, he was throwing some Mike Tyson hooks, okay? And he was one of those guys that a lot of people didn't want to go listen to him talk because it would make him look in the mirror too much. And his Johnny Fireball speech is one of the best of all time, where he talks about the kids walking up. Well, I don't think he was saying Marucci at the time. It was Easton, okay, but with their Easton bats and their $100 sunglasses, you know, and mm-hmm. their glove and blah, 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 you know, and all that stuff, and how he was finding it so much harder to coach kids at the collegiate level because they've been milk-fed and the way – and all it is – and what's a shame, Boxcar, if you had a kid at this level now, at that level, it would be hard for you not to buy that for that kid because you want him to have – you want him to be on equal footing with everybody else.
Oh, no, it's a keeping up with the Joneses of society for sure, you know. But, you know, what, Brent, what to me is ironic, and I saw this, I mean, even years and years ago, but the parents who tended not to get as involved and let the coaches do their job were the parents who, growing up, were the best athletes. They had some elite, you know, parents out there as far as, you know, having played college, professional level. You never heard a peep from them. It was the ones who... You know, to me, they live in vicariously through their kids. That's you know, right. they never, you know, make it, yeah, you know. So, but anyway, I just
again, and again, there's a fine line. You never, you love a parent that's supporting their kids. Okay, you love it, but I got a whole thing. I always said if I ever wrote a book, it would just be on the you don't the whole days of kids seen and not heard. And, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it's just we've gotten to a point where we worship our children. We just don't raise them. We worship them. I'm a believer. The child should not be the center of your home. The child should not be the centerpiece of your home. No, the parents are the centerpiece of your home.
The child should be one of the branches.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's just changed. It's not the way it is now. The child is. Yeah, everything revolves around the child now. Heck, everything in my house revolves around the dog.
That's what your wife calls you.
Oh man, don't even get me started with that. I mean, it's much cheaper to go to the emergency room than to take your dog to the vet. Good Lord. By the time they finish running a couple of blood tests and an x-ray, he's like $500 or $600, and I'm like, I rescued you off the street, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that could be a whole nother segment in itself.
But no, I just struck a chord with me. It's like, you know, and I'm just like, I don't know. It gets out of hand sometimes, you know.
Absolutely.
But you know. Anyway,
good talking to you, right, Boxcar.
Y'all have a good day.
You
okay,
too.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. You know, Coach, when I was growing up, I saved all kind of money to go buy a Rawlings glove at Bell's Department Sporting Goods over on Jefferson Street. And it was a $60 glove. That was just unheard of.
Oh, Lord. I was about to say.
You know, and it was a
$60 glove in the 60s?
Stan Musial Webb.
Was it gold line?
No, but, and you know, I have that glove. And that's a keepsake for me. I mean, just unbelievable, that glove. And
man.
I saved and crimped.
Couldn't you buy a car for that?
You didn't have to push it. You might have had a rotten floorboard, but you didn't have to push it. But, I mean, the kids today, but I saved, man. I mean, I worked, raked, cut grass. I mean, but to able to buy that glove, man.
Absolutely.
That's just unbelievable.
And I tell you what, you took care of that glove.
Still have it to this day.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to push the Cajuns D-line talk till tomorrow because I want to give it some due justice. Of course, we've got the great Zion Hill, who's dear to my heart, one of my former players, that's one of them. And, we're right at 8:15 right now, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And I want to thank Ray Simon, man.
Great stories.
Great stories, very insightful. Thanks, Boxcar, as always, for calling in. And on behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. I will have Chad Arsenal on tomorrow. We're going to talk hydration.
Very good.
You know, we're going to talk, you know, parents, you want to listen up and talk about making sure your kids are hydrated, not only during these practices, but what you can do prior and post-practice to help them out.
How about even working in your yard?
Exactly. Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Outdoors. We've got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club right after these messages, and we're out.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.